Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks, Runez Radio, and IT Edge Intersection, talking about our fall conference in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand, October 25th to 28th. And I got a chance to chat with Ned Pyle. Welcome, sir.
Hello.
And,
thank you.
Great to see you again. We did a Runez a few months back talking about hyperconverged storage and so forth.
Yes.
Server 2016 is imminent. By the time this show happens, I think it'll be out. So
I mean, it'll be out by at least December 31st.
You would hope.
To change the name on all that code.
Then it would have changed the name. and storage is one of your strengths, certainly. I mean, what does it mean for an IT person thinking about modern storage? I think Server 2016 is one of those versions we really need to jump on.
I think of 2016 as the biggest release we've done since Windows 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Windows 2000 was Active Directory and clusters and security and really kind of Windows Server's coming out party.
Yep.
And this is the big one for storage, for software-defined storage, for storage spaces direct and hyperconvergence and replication and quality of service and all these VM features and all these Hyper-V features and a new networking stack and a new shielded VM stack and new kinds of administration. It is absolutely overwhelming. The fact that I go to places like ITH and have to talk about all this stuff.
Like, and I only give you a few hours to do
it. No, it's like a cram course even for me, and I've been working on this for years just to catch up on the other team's stuff. There's so much stuff.
No kidding. So for someone who's, you know, done the traditional file server for forever, is going to be coming to IT Edge, I mean, how do you even attack this? Just being able to allocate per user and, you know, machines are no longer relevant, everything is virtual?
Yeah, it is really hard to get your arms around it because I look at it this way. You have the traditional storage market,
yep.
File servers, SANs, NASs, yep. Such, right? They've been around for 30 years. They've been doing a fine job. And then you have this sort of the startup market in the last 5, 6, 7 years who've been making big waves in smaller clusters, private clouds, NAS appliance type stuff, mm-hmm. especially out of Silicon Valley. And then we show up sort of doing both because we're like a multi-billion dollar startup. Like the world's largest software company suddenly becomes a startup in storage,
right.
Where we're showing up with a lot of the same hyper-converged, software as a fabric, everything's unshared, just like a world of the small appliance vendors out of Santa Clara, but we have 100,000 employees behind it and worldwide support and the rest.
Right, and just this idea that it's just a bunch of drives and software does the rest.
Yeah.
You stop thinking in terms of custom pieces of hardware that are expensive and specific care and feeding. It's like, you know how to do this, actually. The tools are all built into Windows.
Yes.
It comes with the box.
Very commodity-based, everything's included. You're not really sort of doing the a la carte storage thing that you tend
right.
to do over the many years of that.
And when you want to step up and go, okay, I need a remote office and this needs to be synced, well, that's just a wizard. You walk through the configuration,
sure.
off you go, write a PowerShell script,
right?
You know, all the same thing. And same syncing to the cloud, and I'm just tapping our conversation from a couple months ago.
Yeah, I mean, even that, I didn't even list that in the giant list of things to know.
No, just trip over a minefield. Oh, no, Azure.
Azure Site Recovery, the earlier InMaj acquisition,
mm-hmm.
Storage Replica is happy to replicate into VMs inside of Azure or AWS or
doesn't
anywhere.
Make any
doesn't make any difference. Yeah. It's completely agnostic. And you still have Hyper-V Replica,
yep.
and that works into Azure both natively as well as, you know, too many options, really.
But I'm excited at the prospect that it's becoming seamless to be a hybrid Azure environment, right? That you can just as easily continue operating on-prem, doing the things you're doing,
yeah.
and put stuff into Azure as your disaster recovery option, as your storage options, and then change it over time.
As the software, I mean, as this world evolves, you can evolve.
Yeah.
We're not idiots over here. I mean, we look like we're idiots sometimes, but we're not. We realize that 99% of people are still on-prem.
Yep.
They've built up huge investments over since the late 80s and early 90s. It's not just going to vanish overnight, and suddenly we're going to trust these galactic yeah. overlords with everything. It's
going
to take time. And our whole goal is to make it, and this is where I think we stand out from our competitors, is we let you operate in a hybrid fashion, in an on-prem fashion, and in a public cloud fashion, and you can make all your own decisions, and you don't end up with, well, and I use one public cloud, and that's really all they can do. They can't
right.
do on-prem, or I can use one private, and they really can't go, you know. And you know who the names of the vendors are, I'm not going to
yeah.
yell at anybody, but I think we offer that really that only chance, and if you come see these sessions at Dev Intersection, you'll see a lot more details about them and get a lot deeper into it.
Absolutely. Ned, thanks so much for your time. If you'd like to see Ned and another great group of folks focused on what it's going to mean to put Server 2016 into your organization and what this new converged world looks like, come to IT Edge Intersection, October 25th to 28th. at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And if you sign up today with a workshop, we'll hook you up with some sweet hardware at Xbox One S or a Band 2 or a Surface 3. That's at itedgeintersection.com.